This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.
You're listening to an interview from the Fun Kids Science Weekly podcast. It's the Fun Kids Science Weekly. Now, today's guest is using the power of the internet for science. Right, he was the first British YouTuber to reach 1 million subscribers on there. His Fun Science series online and the actual physical book that you can pick up with your hands, it's amazing. Charlie is so cool, like Charlie McDonnell. Hello.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
Well, thank you so much for gracing the Fun Kids Science Weekly with such an internet star. I'm so happy to have you on.
I feel like we're sort of like internet siblings, you know. We've got Fun Kids Science Weekly and then we've got Fun Science, you know.
Well,
we're only two words away from each other.
Well, this is the first thing I wanted to make very clear, Charlie. Although, yeah, you may have a book, you may have a YouTube with millions of subscribers, but this podcast, it goes all over the world, so you need to watch your back with your naming, okay?
Okay, sure. Well, I mean, I feel like maybe it's worth looking at the history of who came up with the name first. I'm happy to keep things civil for now.
Yeah, I think so. It depends how well this interview goes, I find. It will depend on whether I truly blame you for stealing my name. And now the book, right? The book is Fun Science, and it starts with a description of science, of kind of what we actually think it is. I thought it would make sense to start this interview by just 100% clarifying what science means.
Yeah, well, I mean, in the book, I sort of talk a little bit about how when I was in school, I wasn't really sure what science meant, because I think I thought of it more as just a subject that you learn about in school. You know, it's just a topic you have to take and you have to do your best to pass your exams, etc. It was only later in life that I kind of learned that science was, you know, it's a way for understanding and kind of explaining how the world works, as well as kind of being like the way of summing up the body of knowledge that kind of like the scientific method, which is how we figure out what is true, how all of that stuff comes together.
And now, yeah, Fun Science is the book then. What made you want to start writing about the way the universe and the world around us works? Because YouTubers, they go off and do a multitude of different things. You've got beauty products out, you've got sporting ranges. Why have you chosen science to specialize your mind in?
Well, I think the book kind of came out of the fact that I'd made a lot of fun science videos on my YouTube channel, as you say, and I always found that with those videos, like, there was so much more information than I could fit into kind of like a 3 or 4 minute video. And so writing a book where you have, you know, all of the time in the world. Well, I mean, actually, the book was much longer. The editors made me cut it down because there was still so much I wanted to include. But it meant that I could go from, oh, I can talk about, you know, maybe kind of like a small topic in a YouTube video to being like, well, now I can talk about how the entirety of science works in as much as I could in one book anyway. But I kind of felt like, you know, I've always just been a big fan of science and I've wanted to share that with people, just like you can be a fan of anything, really. Fan of music, fan of TV shows, just a fan of science. And so it always felt like a nice fit to kind of be sharing that with people. But it's also nice when, you know, when you're a YouTuber, you can get stuck talking about yourself a lot. And that's just the way of it. And, you know, I kind of wanted to be putting some good into the world. And I feel like understanding science is putting that good in. So, yeah.
It's a huge prospect, isn't it? I'd imagine, as you say, going from a 3 or 4 minute YouTube video to writing a multi-hundred page book. But with science, and you say you had to cut the book down, it's still a massive subject area for you to be talking about. How on earth did you select the most important things that you wanted to write about in your work?
I mean, it was ultimately kind of simple. I just talked about the stuff that I thought was the most interesting. That was kind of always my barometer. It's just like, is this incredibly cool? Like, because, you know, this is the fun stuff of science. You know, it's, I don't want to kind of like, I hope I'm not disappointing people, but some science can be boring sometimes, and so you want to look for the stuff that is the most interesting. But, you know, I kind of started by essentially kind of like looking at science in the way that it's kind of broken down naturally, which is by kind of by the scale of things that you're looking at. So that's kind of the format that the book follows. I started with talking about the entire universe and then down to talking about the solar system to Earth, all the way down to kind of, you know, atoms and particles and the forces of nature. And the chapters in the book get smaller as they go through, as I'm talking about smaller and smaller topics.
Now, sorry to catch you on the foot with this one, but you mentioned that some science can be boring, which is fine. Maybe it is in Fun Science, but it's not on the Fun Kids Science Weekly. What's the most surprisingly unboring part of science that you've come across? Maybe it's a part of the world and the universe that everyone thinks, oh, that's going to be really dull. But when you started researching it for your videos and for your book, you actually found it incredibly fascinating.
Well, one of the things that immediately comes to mind is geology. It was something I did talk about in the book as I was going through. As I reached the chapter about Earth and the science of Earth, a lot of it did come down to just talking about rocks. And it does seem like it could be like the most boring thing to talk about. And I acknowledge that in the book. And then I kind of started to discover about how you can kind of figure out like the history of the Earth just by looking through the rocks and looking through the different layers and how they come together. And there's this kind of like incredible group effort that happens with all geologists as they're looking at all of these different layers of rocks and comparing them in different site parts of the world, and they can use that to figure out where oceans might have like risen and fallen and all of that stuff. So that was one of the things that I was like, huh, there is actually a lot in the science of rocks. I was not expecting that.
Fun Science isn't just the book. As we said, it's the YouTube channel as well. What I love most about it is it's just so wild, I think is the right word. You kind of do experiments and research into ideas that no one really has. For instance, there's videos on there of the power of a hug. You ask also what makes something cute. Where'd you get your ideas from to do this? How are you deciding what you're going to investigate in the world in your YouTube videos?
Well, those ideas actually came from talking with my girlfriend. Like she was talking to me about like how she was just interested in knowing why we find something to be cute. And it doesn't seem like something that you would immediately think of, oh, what's the scientific reasoning behind that? But of course, like the more like research I you know, sometimes I would just pick out a random question like that and just be like, I'm just going to look into what the science is behind that and just see if there's anything interesting behind it. And so like with the science of why we find something cute, for example, like why we find a kitten to be cute, it's because it shares similar features to human babies. And we want to naturally find human babies to be cute. Like that instinct helps us to nurture them, which helps with reproduction of our species. Kind of goes back to evolution and how that works. And so it's kind of fun taking those questions that you're just like, huh, I wonder why things are cute or why we like hugging so much, and just kind of exploring where the science might come. Not that I don't like also talking about things like I did an episode about Mars, which feels like a very sciencey topic. But it's also fun to just kind of explore those other questions as well that might just pop into your head.
When we say cute things, we often say cute and cuddly things, don't we? Why do you think we find cuddly and like hairy animals the cutest? That's surely nothing to do with the fact they look like babies.
It's nothing to do with the fact they look like babies. No, I'm trying to figure out. I don't think I actually did any research into that specifically. I preface this by saying I'm not a scientist. I'm just a science fan. My guess would be that it comes down to something about the fact that when I know there's some research that's been done into like when we like enjoy something that is like warm, essentially, and it's like it comes back to enjoying warm things because it comes back to kind of nurturing infants and wanting to have an infant kind of like close, or being an infant and enjoying the sensation of being warm. So I don't know if the fur kind of like contributes to the the warmth in some way. That would be my guess anyway.
Charlie, thanks so much for coming on. It's Fun Science, the book and the YouTube series. Very quickly before you go, this is the most serious point. Have you got a pen and paper?
I don't know.
Well, just on your laptop or something, I just want you to quickly write down the bank details that you need to send all my royalties to for using Fun Science.
Yeah. No, I've already got that down, actually. Yeah, sure.
Good. That's handy. Well,
yeah, no problem.
Good. Next few weeks, I'll expect to see them.
You might receive an email from my lawyer, actually, if that's okay. We'll talk about this off air. How about that?
Cheers, Charlie. Charlie McDonald, thanks so much for coming on the Fun Kids Science Weekly.
Very, very happy to be here. Thanks a lot.
So that was an interview from the Fun Kids Science Weekly podcast. Now, to hear more, you can get us through the free Fun Kids app, subscribe wherever you get your podcasts from, and you can always listen over at funkidslive.com.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.